USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Suspected Democrat activists continue to attack pro-life centers as President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the Department of Justice remain silent on the violence. The two Michigan pro-life center attacks were at the Lennon Pregnancy Center, that's in Dearborn Heights, and the Pregnancy Care Center in Redford. A Vietnam War-era helicopter crashed in West Virginia late Wednesday afternoon, killing all six passengers and crew members on board. The Bell UH-1B helicopter crashed in a rural area near Route 17 in Logan County. The cause of the crash has not yet been determined. However, the Logan County Office of Emergency Management had warned severe weather in the region prior to the crash. The identities of the victims have not been released. National Football League star and big personality, 55-year-old Tony Siragusa, died Wednesday. A cause was not released. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Americans are bracing for another shortage.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday it is investigating a new report of another child's death after consuming Abbott Laboratories baby formula. The FDA said it learned about the death from a consumer complaint it received June 10th. The FDA said its investigation is in the preliminary stages, and it will provide an update as it learns more. The USFL playoffs are this weekend in Canton, Ohio. Both games will be played Saturday. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare.
Your neighbors will love it.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Actor and musician Johnny Depp is getting ready to put the band back together. The Hollywood Vampires had canceled their world tour in March due to COVID. 1 year from this week, shows will begin in Germany and Luxembourg. Tickets go on sale Monday. Federal Reserve boss Jerome Powell will testify before the Senate today. On Wednesday, he was speaking before the House on inflation and how this was not caused by the war in Ukraine.
Price stability is really the bedrock of the economy in the sense that you really cannot have a sustained period of maximum employment, our other co-equal goal. You can't have that without price stability. And so we must restore price stability, and we will. We have the tools and the resolve and hopefully the judgment to accomplish that task. If you look at the market, has been reading our reaction function reasonably well, and I think what you will see is continued expeditious progress toward higher rates. I'll say this: the center of the committee wrote down that rates would be between 3 and 3.5% by the end of this year, as of a few weeks ago.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford on Wednesday said President Biden's push for a 3-month-long gas tax holiday, he's warning that they could raise the national debt by billions of dollars. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.